Back now with Day to Day. We're all hoping for some good fortune this year. Maybe we could use a little otherworldly help. A botanica on Santa Monica Boulevard in Hollywood offers some in the form of Santeria.
Before I begin this ceremony, I will have to greet this spirit, awaken him. We believe that a spirit exists inside of this cold room. We need to wake him up. My name is Charles H. Gelperin, a.k.a. Baba Funke. I'm a priest of the Yoruba tradition, the Afro-Cuban religion. And on a daily basis, I tend to people who come with different kinds of problems. Okay, Charlie, come in. Give me the room. Charlie is priest of Yimaya. And is my helper here in Los Angeles in my botanica. And we will spray rum and pronounce special words in Mayombe or Congo language. Today we will be practicing a ceremony in behalf of a gentleman who lives in New York and who is very ill. Because the person cannot travel to Los Angeles, he sent us his clothing. And we will use this as a representation of this person. And we will do an offering of a guinea hen. And the guinea hen will represent this gentleman. The sacrifice of this bird has to be taken ritualistically and respectfully because this animal will eventually die in behalf of this person. And with this, we will try to gain some health back to the individual. And now we present the animal to the cold room. Hale, Hale, Sarabanda Hale. And we will spray rum into the animal's head, wings, and feet. And that's a way to purify the animal for that offering, okay?
Sambia arriba, sambia abajo, sambia frente, sambia atrás, sambia los cuatro costados, sambia.
If we look at the Greeks or the Romans, when they went to receive a message from the gods, they would bring in gifts to those gods. They would bring in offerings to their god. They would expect an answer to their particular problem, not just a universal answer. Well, this is what happened to Angelinos today. The universal answer doesn't pay your rent or your car. You need a personal answer from God. And it's in this concept that the people come to the botanica.
And now
we will proceed to sacrifice it, okay?
Yo saludo a mi sarabanda, amigo rey, como corre mi tintorera. Venga, va a correr como patrillaga. Se lo lleva todo, se lo lleva todo, se lo lleva todo.
And I say, as I threw the bird in between my legs to the back, collect all the sickness and take it away, and take it away, and take it away. We repeat it several times.
Se lo lleva todo, se lo lleva todo, se lo lleva todo.
Now we will ask,
as we throw four pieces of coconuts, the shells of coconuts,
they look almost like coins. They have probably the size of a half a dollar. And according to the way that they fall into the ground, he will answer.
Y con esto, Robert va a recuperar su salud, Sarabanda.
He says, health won't be recovered with this, but it will improve.
Y las nueve frutas a usted.
For most people, will think I'm a quack or ripping off somebody out of their money. Well, and most of the fear comes from a very prejudiced concept. The fact that this is an Afro-Caribbean religion. And they say that I practice black magic. It doesn't matter how you speak to God. But what happened with organized traditions? They don't want to lose the power. They don't want to lose the control. And the minute that you move away from those rules, you will be condemned. You will be unseen. You probably will be sent to hell. Well, in my tradition, it's not such a place of hell. It's only the place of do right or do it again. And it's that simple.
That piece was originally produced by Queena Kim for the KPCC series Off Ramp and the NPR series Hearing Voices.